very much in favor of the counting of points.
Does it work for you? No.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to your favorite figure skating podcast, The Run Through, where we talk about all the things that make us kiss, make us cry, and make us say, hey, I'm here to announce that I am retiring from skating 4 years ago and then win the Olympics in Milan. Alyssa Liu, Olympic women's champion. I'm not an Olympic champion, Sarah Hughes. I'm here with Adam Rippon and Ashley Wagner, and we are buzzing, I think.
So good.
Yeah, we're buzzing.
Real Olympic champion Sarah Hughes was in the arena tonight.
Yes.
Yes, she was.
A legend in the stands herself.
Vibes were right.
It was your vibe. Can we just give a huge shout out to all the women?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for saving the Olympics. All of you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I loved this event because it kept you guessing and there wasn't any just like devastating skate. There was definitely some heartbreak, but there wasn't a skate where you were just left being like, oh my God, no. Like right. It was so exciting. And also, what a treat for us that 4 years later, we get to enjoy a women's event and not feel like we're watching drama happen in front of our very eyes. Like, what a treat for us.
Yeah. I mean, complete contrast.
Right. And you're so right where it's like there is heartbreak and it's the beauty and it's the devastating truth of an Olympic Games. There's triumph, there's heartbreak, but there's beauty in all of it. And that's what makes it so amazing. And it makes it so special.
And also, like, some of the heartbreak is not coming from a bad skate. The heartbreak is coming from, like, oh, just, like, that one thing. Like, you're so close. Like, that kind of heartbreak as a fan is more exciting to watch. So
can I say one, like, truly, really awful thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
If
I'm scared, I say with
Kaori
a question mark.
Sakamoto.
No, I know.
Had done a single toe loop.
A single toe.
Yep.
Single toe.
Yep.
She would have been Olympic champion.
So the results. Yeah. Alyssa Liu, United States gold medal. Sorry, I like can't even get it out. I'm like giddy. It's crazy.
I'm giddy too.
Kaori Sakamoto, Japan, silver medal, less than 2 points from gold, as Adam said. Ami Nakai, Japan, bronze medal. Monet Chiba, Japan, fourth place. Amber Glenn, United States, fifth place. Adelia Petrosian, neutral athlete, sixth place. So that was the top six. And it was just a fabulous event, like all the way down. I mean, because I could go all the way to like 15th place reading off really strong free skates. Today.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Like it's,
I mean, it's even 17th place, Yulia Sautert.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I wanted to bring her up. I'm glad you're starting with her. I wanted to bring her up because this event, she had two phenomenal skates for her. And it's athletes like Yulia that are just such a refreshing reminder that the Olympics are about the moment, the experience of even making it onto a stage this big. And then she was able to go out and skate like that. When she got her scores, she was overjoyed.
Yes.
I loved it.
Yep. Yeah. And I mean, she got... Ashley told me this earlier, but got personal bests in both programs here. Like, just, I mean, that's totally what it's all about. Like, this was, I had a meeting with my production team today after we got off the air. So on Gold Zone today, we outfitted our entire studio. Like, do you remember Barbenheimer when Barbie and Oppenheimer came out on the same weekend? And like there were all these graphics that was like pink, and it was like, you know, the split graphics. So we decided to outfit the studio. I like had this vision in my mind of like a split look between the studio, because we have this large circular studio with these huge monitor graphics and everything, like cool screens that we can do just amazing stuff with. And so I envisioned our own Barbenheimer for the women's free skate coinciding with the women's gold medal game in hockey. And we called it Glitter and Goals. And our graphics team like designed this amazing thing. Adam Ashley's showing it. But like we had this like split screen where like the whole hockey side of the studio was like this like cool blue with like lightning strikes. And then the whole left side, figure skating side, was like this white with like kind of glittery gold tones mm-hmm. to it. And I'm not saying that that is why the hockey team won gold and Alyssa won gold, but I am
saying
it did not. I'm noticing things. I'm just noticing
I'm noticing that that didn't happen for any other event.
Yeah, I'm noticing that. And I also, I just had this meeting with my team at the end of the day, and I was like, I really, like, this is what makes it great to work on the Olympics, like a day like this. You know, and obviously we have an American bias. All the people who work on our show are American, and we're right. the American broadcaster. But I even think beyond that, like Canada played an amazing hockey game too. Like that game went to overtime, you know, and
yes.
like the other skaters who were not American gave amazing performances too. Like it wasn't yeah. just about like the wins. Mm-hmm. You know, for one country.
Yeah.
It was like just an amazing day of Olympic competition.
Right. The entertainment factor of this day was like through the roof.
The women's curling team was like on the verge of getting eliminated. And the skip like put in this shot that had to be like threaded exactly to land near yes. the center. And it was their last chance. And they fucking did it.
And they did
it. It was just... Oh, and then ski mountaineering was happening and people were falling up the stairs. Like, I'm sorry. This is my
Crazy.
Day where I just was like, I love the Olympics.
The Olympics.
I love
I know.
The Olympics.
And I really don't feel like we had a day like
no.
this.
Yeah. No. This is the first day where I would like rip off my shirt to a painted chest of Team USA. Like, I love
and it was. Yeah.
This.
And it's all riding a little off, like, I felt like a huge boost when Mikayla Shiffrin won her race yesterday. Like, mm-hmm. that made me feel really, and then I feel like the U.S. team just kind of has, like, rode that out today and made it even better.
No, it's
so.
Great.
Anyway, yeah. Just
Should
like,
we?
Super free skate. That's all I meant to say. And
super
I just kind
free
of.
Free skate.
Yeah.
Should we start with. It's your vibe. What's your vibe, Adam?
Yeah.
You want to take us through the vibe?
The vibes
vibe
in the arena. Yeah.
Wow. So the vibes were really good all around throughout this like entire competition. I mean, we could talk about, I mean, we could go in detail with every skater. I really mean it, where it's like the women saved the Olympics. They saved, mm-hmm. like, this event was what you'd want all of the events to be, where everybody is like,
yeah.
It's just, it was phenomenal. I mean, I don't even, like, it was great to see Gia Shin finally have
yeah.
like a great skate
yes.
and she was
yes.
beautiful. Oh my God, she was gorgeous.
Yes.
My daughter Isabel Levito,
yes,
I'm upset that she fell on that first jump, and we'll talk about that at home, but I'm so happy that she just skated the rest of that program so beautifully.
She locked
yeah.
in.
She
yeah.
did lock in. Now I want to say something. Sofia Semeldelkina, she is the only woman Rafael Artunian has ever been proud of. And I...
That's so true. Yeah. That's so true.
Yes.
Sorry
and
to,
I'm happy for her.
Sorry to Ashley. Sorry to Mariah Bell. Sorry to Michelle Kwan, who he did briefly work with. Sorry to
right.
them. He's
well,
only
no,
proud
but you know
of
why?
Sophia.
You know why he's proud of her?
Why?
Because he's given up on women.
Yeah.
And he's like, You are something, but not nothing.
Yeah. And he's sort of at peace with it, finally.
Yeah. He's like, they're always going to let you down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, okay.
And now he's pleasantly surprised.
And you know what? Actually, they didn't today.
They did not.
Today.
I have to say something about our favorite astronaut, Anastasia Gubanova.
Say
now,
it, eh?
I got a message from somebody on Instagram who did, they did, like, they got me some core information that was helpful, and I was like, oh, I should definitely bring it up. They did sort of throw in there, like, you're a bitch, and you're saying this shit,
right.
Whatever. Okay.
Sure.
Aside from that, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, like, go fuck yourself. All right. I'm like, okay, I will take the core information, and I will relay it.
Yeah. That, take the good, throw out the bad.
Exactly. Ying Yang. So Gubanova, she did work with a professional Bollywood dancer on her Bollywood program.
Okay.
Wait, are you taking the word of someone who's saying, go fuck yourself, rotten hell, all
honestly,
of this? And you're like, what they're saying is fact.
Yes. Yes,
I
because
kind of am,
that's
because
fact.
If you're that passionate about saying fuck you to Adam, then you, I think, would be pretty sure about your facts.
Yes. And you'd want to come
you know what I mean?
To me with them. And so I say, you know what? That's good.
No, like you're on a crusade. Like if you're doing that, you're on a crusade. And that means you're pretty sure of your cause.
Yes.
You know?
There were just some like great, I mean, I just think of like everything Nina Petrokina has been through this entire year and didn't skate the whole season, was incredible at Europeans and skated the same two incredible programs here at the Olympics in the top 10.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes. Amazing.
Incredible. Amber Glenn was one of our first like big skates of the night. I mean, I had chills.
I know.
Yeah, she was fabulous.
Refuses to do a triple loop on its own. Absolutely refuses. And you know, in some ways, I guess I respect the stubbornness on the one jump that you're just not going to do. But like on her feet, rotated. And God, that triple axel was like...
Not just
took
the
my
axle,
breath away.
Every single element. So this was the cleanest she's ever skated, aside from that loop. Usually there's some like scratch, like the skating was good. The elements were
and
good.
Agreed.
Then she gets to the end and she gives us exactly what we wanted, being like,
ooh. A satisfied, yes, a satisfied, like,
her triple axel was so good. I believe it got like 2.5 extra points in GOE.
Yeah, she got like
it was amazing.
Yeah, she got a ton of points on that. She got because she got more than 10 points on that axel in the short program, and she got more points on this one. Like the axel was like locked in here.
Yeah, I knew that this was going to be a good skate when before they called her name, I saw this big double axel that she did before, and she just was like so on top of herself.
Yeah.
And there have been moments in competitions that I've seen her where it feels like, oh, I can feel her getting a bit tired. I didn't feel that at all. And she gave the audience everything they wanted with a huge fucking grin in like the last spiral.
Yeah.
And it just was, you know, you had no idea what was going to happen. But I remember thinking like this, I could be watching an Olympic gold medal free skate.
100.
I mean,
and she was third in the free skate.
You would have been.
You would have been.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What I'm really proud of for her, she got off the ice after the short program. And I don't know whether this interview was immediately after the short, if it was like in the middle day, but she was saying that in her free skate, like she just wants to have that moment where she's in her spiral and she looks up at the ceiling and she's like seeing the Olympic rings.
Yeah.
And like as an athlete who's done that, you hear that and you're like, I know exactly what you're talking about. You just want to have this moment of like, I'm at the Olympics and I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And like, it makes me emotional even talking about it.
I know.
And
I'm almost
so proud
crying
of her.
Thinking about that.
I know. I'm so proud of her because like, it was, she got to wrap the Olympics with that moment. And she's going home an Olympic gold medalist. It's not like this is a complete wash for her.
Yeah.
And like she still gets to have the moment. Because it's one thing to be a medalist, but when you don't have that moment, you have this like, how do I process this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now she can go home and say, like, I had the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. I think too, like, it's she said that, and it might have been the same interview, Ashley, but basically she said, like, when I popped the loop in the short, I was not upset about a medal being gone. I was upset that I immediately just did not enjoy my skate. Like, I couldn't enjoy the program, and I felt like the moment was taken away from me. So it's like, it's totally what you're saying, that, like, she got to have it. Like, and then she got to, like, sit in the leader's chair for 2 hours. Like, I mean, she was out there all night. You know, until
she was.
Oh, she had front row seats. She had a front row seat to that event.
I mean, my favorite part about it was that she's in there and it's just clean skate after clean skate after clean skate. And I gotta tell you, this audience is fucking tough to get up for a standing ovation. I don't know what it is. Maybe that they're worried that the seats won't fold back down. I don't know. But
they'll fall off of like the steep pitch.
Exactly. It's like, oh, it's too high.
Do you think that they thought, like, there were so many clean skates? Do you think they thought, like, oh, they're all going to be like this? And they're all normally like this. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Like, if it's a casual audience, like, if it's me, I'd be like, oh, my God. Every time, you know, where I'm like, I'm up again. Is Adam and I sat together at Nationals when the women did, like,
Skate America.
Six clean programs in a row.
No, you're doing
Nationals.
Squats. You're doing squats.
And we were
point.
Up every time.
Yeah.
Just like, this is crazy.
No,
maybe
it was.
Maybe they just were confused and thought it was always like
this. Has been across every event. Every event. They're not
hard
standing.
To get on their feet.
Yes. And Amber was up and down the entire time going, stand up in the winner's chair.
Aww.
And which was
I love nice. Her for that.
I love that's her nice. For that too.
Yeah. Yeah. And she like she was out of the leader's chair as soon as the final four went. And she was like right there at the boards when Alyssa won. Like she was waiting for her to hug her. Like that was like after Alyssa hugged Ami, who was the last one to skate, the next person like waiting in line was Amber was right there, you know, like, so I feel like Amber probably like just needed the moment, you know, she didn't need like the medal. She needed to feel like she did like a great skate and had
it's like,
this moment of enjoying it. And she seemed at peace, you know, to congratulate Amber.
Yes.
Or congratulate Alyssa.
She has the medal and now she has the moment.
Yep.
And that's
which what more can could you really nothing. Ask for?
Nothing.
Yeah. That's all that
I
there
think
is.
Like it depends on the athlete, sure, but the moments in my career are the ones that I remember. The medals are great, but the moments were the ones that I cared about. And this is going to be a moment that so many people come up to her and talk to her about for the rest of her career, whatever she ends up doing. They're gonna talk about, oh my God, I was so inspired by your free skate at the Olympics. That was amazing. Like, good for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and I think it is, you know, it is more inspiring to some people when it's, you know, it seems like you're down and out and then you do it. You know, I think that is very inspiring to people to see. So, yeah, I'm happy for her. I do want to rewind because there was one big skate before Amber, which was Lara Naki Gutman, who had popped in her short program and almost didn't make the free skate, like skated very early and had such a great free skate and also got
her
moment to Jaws, which is how I've always imagined an
her
Olympic
moment being.
Would feel kind of like a shark coming after you from the deep waters of the ocean.
Of the landlocked.
But that was
Asajo Forum.
Yeah.
Lara ended up 15th overall, but 12th in the free skate.
Yeah.
The women were so insanely competitive tonight. Like 12th does not mean what I feel like it could normally mean. It was just great skate after great skate after great skate.
12th started at 134.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what she got.
I mean, 17th place is 190.
12th third at one. Like,
those are medals at Grand Prix.
Yeah, for sure.
But like the top nine skaters got 140 plus. Yeah. Deservedly. Like, those weren't inflated scores. That tech panel was like calling stuff. They were reviewing a lot.
They were so they were so strict, which I feel like, so, before we get into the top four, should we hit on our neutral athlete, Adelia Petrosian?
Yeah. Sure.
Well, before we do that, can we hit on, I just want to give some shout outs.
Yeah, please.
Nina Petrokina was amazing. Mm-hmm. She was so good. We haven't gotten to see her a ton this year because of injury. And so for really like your second-ish time out on the ice to be Olympics is crazy. And then to skate like that. She looked so in shape and good to go. Sixth in the free skate. Lee Hayen, another great skate. Someone else I was really charmed by was Ida Karhunen, the Finnish girl.
I think it's Ida, yeah.
Sorry, Ida. Thank you.
Yes.
Ida Karhunen.
She's great.
She was great.
I ate it up.
Like,
Yes. She's in like a fully fledged tutu.
Yep.
Work, girly. Work. Yeah.
It's very Zagitova core. The
it's
whole thing.
Very Zagitova core for sure. Yeah.
But in like a charming way where you can tell like
she's probably a fan.
Looked up to her. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Yeah. No, just like so many great athletes in this event. And we'll just keep on singing them praise. But why don't we get into Adelia?
And well, while we do the shout outs, great effort from the two Belgians too.
Yes.
It was
Yes.
That was great to see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Adelia.
So we're on the last five of the night, by the way. Gubanova was sixth after the short. We already talked about her, but she had like, well, we talked about her working with a Bollywood dancer. I don't know if
we didn't touch
about
the free skate,
her skate tonight, but she had a really strong skate too. You know, like she had like she stepped out of her Lutz. Mm. Trying to remember what else happened, but it wasn't like,
that was basically
there
it.
Was
that was
major.
Kind of it.
That was
it was more of like, everyone had like a step out or something, but there wasn't any
almost
major,
everyone. Except.
Yeah, there was just one spot.
Except
everyone
for.
Except.
Okay, so then Adelia came out and she was opening with quad toe, double toe on her planned sheet.
Mm-hmm. And
it
from,
didn't go well.
No. From what we had heard in practice, that if she was going to land, if she were to land the first quad double toe, she would most likely go for a second one. And what she was doing in practice is if she missed it, she would then do like a clean program.
Yeah, start with the Lutz as the second jump, with a Lutz combo or something.
Now, she's this. I like this program. I mean, I like it way more than the short program. This felt more like,
it's more senior feeling.
Yes,
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, this is what I think. I think that we haven't seen one of Ateri's students in a competition in a really long time. And there's some really signature things of an Ateri student. And in these big ultra elements, a huge like wind up setup.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, oh yeah, I haven't seen one of those in a while, because all of the programs have really been focused more on like intricacy. I think what she did do, she did well. She had beautiful spins. I thought she was going to get a lot of GUE on spins, but her back was up against the wall, honestly.
Yeah.
Where it was like, she was set up to be disappointed no matter what, because I mean, I remember, and we had talked about it and like talked about the scores that she had gotten in Russia, and these were nowhere near the same sort of scores she was getting. And it was just like, she was being set up.
Well, Sarah and I were talking about this earlier today, and watching, I mean, it's been so long since we've seen Russian skating. And I think because of that, it's almost like there's two styles of skating that are like, the international skating scene and Russian skating are just kind of going off in two different directions. Mm-hmm. And it's leading for them to kind of start to feel like two completely different sports. And what they're valuing is completely different. And so part of me, when you know, she got these scores and they're not even close to what she's been getting when she's in Russia. Part of it, I truly feel, is like you're competing under a completely different system.
I agree.
And as an athlete, that's got to feel really disheartening because it's confusing. But it's almost like they're different sports at this point. And
it's like the dancers going to different events where the panels just decide to judge the elements completely differently.
Yes.
That's kind of what it's like, where if you're stuck in these domestic competitions, and in her case and in all these athletes' cases, like, by no fault of your own are you like banned from international competition,
right?
But I think, like, you have nothing to go off of,
right,
other than the way that they're judging the events. And so
you're so right, Ashley, that is such a really, really good point, where we've come to a crossroad, and it really was, and I think that's why it took me a second to, like, think about what to even say, because it was like, I think the score she got was fair. Like, I think that, like, if any other, like, if everybody went out faceless, this is probably the score that faceless skater would have gotten.
Right.
Nicer program, a little, like, you know, not fully invested into, like, the music and the way that we would see other skaters. Mm-hmm. And things that she did well, she did well. But, you know, it would have, like, it's somebody from, like, a different universe popping into something that's been, like, moving forward. And that's exactly right. There's nothing.
It's apples and oranges. That's all it is. And I think that because the Russian competitive scene, and maybe even the fandom of the Russian audience, really favors these ultra credit elements, because of that, in order to do them, you do have to structure a program differently, and you do have to go into elements differently. And I feel like that is truly all we're seeing, is a different style, a different structure of a competitive system that just has, like, injected itself into the international scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was jarring, but it doesn't make it wrong.
No.
It is something that's incredibly effective in a different system.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Correct.
Yeah. And I don't, by the way, I do not feel that she got, like, hosed here.
No,
like,
I don't either.
No, I don't either.
I mean, she got fifth in the free skate. She had a 141.64 in the free skate. She ended up 5 points from the podium, a little less than 5 points from the podium. If she had stood up on that quad toe, even without the combination, she would have been on the podium. So it's not like there was some conspiracy out to get this girl. Like, that is not, I don't think that is what happened here at all. And I'm, you know, like, I think she had the opportunity to end up on this podium by, like, loading in those extra technical points, and she just didn't get them because she didn't
land
it. And that's sports, you know.
When we look at the, even when we look at the quad toe at the end of the day with the 1 point deduction for the fall, she ended up getting around 2 points for the whole thing. Yeah. So that's what I mean. That's it.
That's a huge loss of points,
right? Like, she would have been very close to second place had she landed what she was planning, if not, like, very close to goal. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was not hosed to me, looking at this score sheet and the differentials with the other girls.
She
was incredibly competitive.
Let's get into our top four. Yeah, let's start with
Chiba's Monet. Chiba's next.
So how did the audience respond to her?
No, there was a huge response for Adelia Petrosian, a lot of Adelia fans. And when we got into the top four, this is really where, like, the audience was engaged. They were ready. They were ready. Yeah. We were going to get some standers in here. And
finally,
you know,
ready to go.
Exactly. I could tell that Monet was nervous, and and there were moments in her program where I was like, she's fighting herself and winning. And I was just really pleased that she had this performance where it was like she had been skating like this all year, except for those, like, you know, the some competitions.
Those two events where it just wasn't in her body. No, the way you just said it, she was fighting herself and winning. We've been seeing her fight herself, but we've been seeing her fight herself and then lose to the pressure. Today wasn't that.
Right. Like, that opening combo flip toe, you could tell that like there was a part of like a small little groove in her brain that was saying, you might not do it. And she didn't listen.
I'm
to
sure
it.
There was.
And it was very beautiful. And this was back to back after Petrosian, and then it was Chiba. And it was like very apparent that this was a completely different kind of skate.
The quality was
overwhelming.
Alone.
Yes.
Right. Like you could take the jumps out of it and it's like, oof, you can see it immediately.
And she was just phenomenal. And then our next skater.
No, she really fought through.
Yeah, she did an amazing job.
Yes, our next skater
was, should we say it together?
Hey. Olympic champion, Alyssa Liu.
Yes.
Ash is now, like, just going, hey, which I did almost say. No, I did almost say that too. I wasn't sure what we were saying together.
I love that. Can we say it together? Everyone said something different. I didn't say anything at all. By the way,
you're like, let's say it together. You go.
I mute the mic.
My God, did this girl not give a flying fuck about the pressure? And you know what?
Unbelievable.
Go off, girl. I am so proud of her because it was nice to watch. First, I feel, you know, when you're talking about Monet really fighting herself, this was the antithesis of that because she goes out. And I'm saying it looks like a run through in training, not in performance, but just in ease, where you're just like, okay, I got to get my run through in. I got to get to the end of this, like, just get it done.
Yeah.
And every single element was just like, all right, cool. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the only feeling I have, the only emotion I experience watching Alyssa is joy.
Joy,
nerves. At all. I don't feel any sort of anxiety or nerves or tension or frustration. Like, I'm like, it's so easy to watch. And like, with everybody else, you're kind of like, oh, are they going to do it? You know, even if you haven't seen it yet, you're just kind of like, ugh. Never with her. And this skate was, there was not a moment where she looked, I mean, it was.
No, there was not remarkable. A moment.
She also looked incredibly present.
This is the thing. This is the thing where you could tell every other skater was thinking of like almost the whole program all at once. And there'd be moments in the program where they'd be like more in a rhythm or in a groove. And then there'd be moments where you could see them thinking a bit. And especially when we talk about our last two skaters, this was something where it was like, I mean, the last two skaters they're incredible. But the thing was that Alyssa obviously has a don't give a fuck attitude, and she obviously cares a lot about doing a good job and doing her best. And the thing that was so apparent to me on every element was that the reaction she had at the end of her free skate, she would have the same one if she ended up 10th or 5th or 15th.
Agreed.
She was just pleased with herself.
Agreed.
And you could tell that her only goal that she readjusted and was so present, like you said, Ashley, so present that like her only goal into each element was to do each element as best as she could. And she wanted to do the best flip. She wanted to do the best Lutz toe. She wanted to do the best sow cow. And it just was like better and better. And I got to tell you that like at the Olympics, you're dealing with a mostly non-skating crowd.
Yep.
And this music fucking ate. In the same way it did at the World Championships. And, you know, we said the World Championships was like a lightning in a bottle sort of moment. But if you never open the bottle,
there's and you just let it out again at the right moment. Yeah. I mean, I honestly don't think she would have scored as well with Lady Gaga, all the elements being
the same. No. She wouldn't.
No way.
Have.
Because you could tell the engagement of the audience was so high with the music. And that obviously made a big difference. And I agree with you, Adam. I think she would have reacted the same way no matter what place she got. And you could even see that in the end where when she wins, right? Like we've watched three different disciplines go, right? Mm-hmm. Already.
Yes.
And we've seen a range of shock, joy, relief.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really see much of any of that. It was just like peace. Does that, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Peace, yeah.
She wasn't like overjoyed. I'm sure she is overjoyed, but not like overjoyed, not relieved, like it had to happen and finally I can exhale, and not shocked. You know what I mean? It's like it felt like there was nothing riding on it, you know, that it was just, I just wanted to do my best and now I'm at peace because I did and the results are what they are. And that was just like, it was amazing to watch.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's going to rub some people the wrong way because you want to see, like, I think Alyssa
that you're going to get somebody like that.
Right, but she's also proved the reason why she's been so successful is because she's doing this on her own terms for herself, for whatever reasons she is deciding are motivating her. There's not some external need to prove her value because she's already so content with who she is, how she's expressing herself, how she's showing up in her own life. And that is a lesson that so many people can take away from her and bring into their own fucking lives.
Yeah.
That is why I love her so much. It's so important to see someone live their life like this and look at where it could take you when you're showing up as your most authentic self.
And I do think there was a moment of give a shit, and it was when she was skating off the ice at the on ice camera and said, that's what I'm fucking talking about. And I was like, God, yes. Like, that was amazing. Like, I was
she gave us, it was the button to the Matteo Rizzo from the team event.
The knee slide,
and
her yelling that at the camera made it got me so that's when I was ready to sing the national anthem.
And I mean,
my country is of thee.
Exactly.
Which so many of you commented on that post and said that is the British national anthem. Sorry,
famous British skater Alyssa. Alyssa Liu.
And Tenley Alyssa Albright. Alyssa Liu. Famous British skaters.
I need to... we've talked a lot. We talked a little bit. I don't know when we did. But I mentioned that I was going to be interviewing Tenley Albright, who I did. And she was there tonight. She was there and she was watching this women's event. And this is the 70th anniversary of her gold medal, the very first gold medal an American woman has ever won in figure skating.
Which was in Cortina.
In Cortina, 70 years ago. And I, feel so emotional thinking that, because we've I did a lot of research into, this piece. And, you know, Tenley's from the 40s, 50s era, and... You know, when she retired from her skating career, she went right into medical school and she was one of only five women in her medical class. People didn't ask women what they wanted to be when they grew up when she was around. And she lived in an era where you needed to not only be a great athlete, but you needed to fit the beauty standard of the time. And she always forged her own path. And here we are 70 years later. And then she's in the audience and she gets to see this girl who's we've never seen a girl like that before. And I couldn't imagine what was going through her mind. You know,
it's mind blowing how far this sport has come. Women's sports in general have come, and you know what it means to be a woman and how you can show up in so many delightfully colorful and
striped.
Different ways and still
you can show up
yourself.
Show your stripes. I just never knew it was
your
actual
stripes. In your hair.
And no, I just want to say that as an athlete,
true.
Alyssa has cracked the fucking code. This is this is when we look back on our careers, if we just fucking tried in moments where, like, if we just gave ourselves a chance and we just fucking tried, we would have enjoyed so many more moments. Like, that, like, this is why, like, of course, when I watch Cowrie out there, like, I know what she's been through, and she's the best woman in the world. Like, nobody skates like her. And she, and I, and we all, our hearts broke for her when she was getting off of the ice. But the thing is that, like, as an athlete, like, Alyssa is, like, she's, because she went to the Olympics, and she went to college, and when she was in college, none of those kids gave a fuck who she was, and she could see that, and it was liberating, and she can come back here, and she knows that, like, people might give a fuck, but there's going to be a day where they might not.
But it doesn't matter. Yeah, but it doesn't matter, and it doesn't last, and, like, it's not, that's not what it's about. That's not why you do it, and she knows that more than everybody else does.
Yeah. It makes me happy for the generation of athletes coming up, because I don't think any of us, I want to be Alyssa Liu when I grow up, you know, where she just, like, she's doing this because she wants to. And I really hope that there will be able to be a generation of skaters who aren't skating because, like, their mom or dad is making them skate, and because they're afraid that if they stop skating, no one's going to fucking care about them. Mm-hmm. I think it's really cool.
I just can't believe I'm, like, crying over a girl who pierced her own, like, mouth, like,
gums.
That's
right.
And did her own hair again and had to go and get it fixed.
I knew that hair
Italy again
would need to be toned. I knew it.
Oh, I mean, had to. Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about Cowrie. I obviously, Cowrie, we're not like anyone listening to this already knew the results, so it's not like we spoiled it by just waxing poetic about Alyssa, but Cowrie went after her. Cowrie, you know what I'll say about Alyssa's score? She got a little over 150, and I do not think she was given a score that was like, here's the gold medal. It was either of these other two girls go clean, they're passing her. And I felt that was very obvious to me that it was like, that's what I think what made this event like a great event, not just that everybody skated well, but I felt that it was well judged in that it was, people were appropriately rewarded, and they also like didn't, they made it so that if winning Olympic gold was going to be hard, which it should be, you know, and so
which it should be,
it was, hey, if you do two clean programs, if you're in these top three, you can win, and if you don't, you might not be able to if somebody else does. And so Alyssa did two clean programs. They gave her a high score, but not so high that she wasn't catchable. So when Cowrie went out, I was like, if she goes clean, she's winning, or she's at least going above Alyssa, and we'll see what Ami does.
But they're going to make her skate clean.
But Alyssa made her skate clean. You know what I mean? It's like she skated two clean programs, and Cowrie was skating so well. And she just missed out on her let's toe combination in the second half. Didn't do the toe on the end because she was tight on the let's. And couldn't put a double toe back on the loop that she had at the end because she already had too many double toes. Didn't put anything on the back end. And so basically just deleted a triple toe from her tech, you know, score. And she seemed happy with the skate overall. Like she, you know, she was crying when she came off. Who knows what she's feeling? I'm not going to presume to know. But I was hopeful that some of that was just sort of the emotion of like, she's retiring. She's on Olympic ice for the last time, and not complete like sadness over the mistake. I don't know. But I was hoping that those tears were not all that. And then she went behind Alyssa by less than 2 points. And like Adam said earlier, she could have added a single toe. And it would have been enough.
Yeah.
Her problem
was
that this second flip, she had already done, this was the second flip. I mean, that's the problem. And so what happens is that she got plus rep on that and she loses 30% of the jump. And that was the issue. Like, that's why a single toe loop
would have changed the difference.
Yes. And that's what I want to be clear about, that it's not like a single toe, like it's just the way that this works. And this is just like, this is the danger of like, I mean, Ilya ran into this as well, where it was like he has that first quad lutz and then doing the second one and missing it. It's like you get plus rep, you lose. So, it is so risky to not, if you're repeating a jump, not have it first in combination. It's very risky. Yes. It's yes, very, it is. Very risky.
It's high and, reward if you hit the combination in the second half and get that bonus, but it's
right.
And high you, risk too.
And the thing is that because everything works on percentages, you're working with the percentage of the base value of what you're doing. So those combos, again, like a plus four is 40% extra points on the total of two jumps. It's huge, right? Like it's huge. Mm-hmm. And that's why she's like, going for that, but it's very risky if you're repeating a jump, and it's just that, and that's the reason. So Ashley, I cut you off to talk about math.
No, I mean, that was where I was going as well. It's just that was a mistake that she could not afford to make. And unfortunately in that moment, I think your brain is just processing like, how can I fix this? What are my options? When in reality, like the option was make this still needs to be a combination. This still has to, even if you tack something on. Because my worry as a skater who's in reaction mode would be if I do a single on this, am I giving up points where I could do a double somewhere else? Am I going to affect my grade of execution because it's going to look like I'm popping a jump and all these different things? So it really. Mm-hmm. No matter how seasoned you are, it's those moments right there where I think there's like 10 different thought processes going on. And unfortunately, just in the moment, she wasn't able to like make the right call.
I mean, the thing that really it bothers me is that like there's not a chance that this didn't happen once in practice. There's not a chance that this didn't happen in practice once. Mm-hmm. And this is like, and who knows, maybe she had a plan B and it's just like, you're in the moment, right?
Yeah, of course.
But
of
that course. Like,
and
like,
also in the moment, you don't know sometimes, like it depends. Every skater's different in terms of like what they're listening to before they go out and skate, like scores and stuff. But I think that most skaters try not to be too like present with the standings of it all. And just like, I need to do my program. And so you don't know really what you can and cannot afford. You know what I mean? And it's all hindsight 2020 at that point when you go behind by this minuscule amount. And it's just like, oh my God, I was so close. I really was pulling so hard for Kauri.
I know.
The arena
when the
was.
Final results came in, she did seem sad, you know, to be in second at the end. Again,
she
don't know what anybody's feeling, but... so close.
She went right over. This is where I'm like, you are the best. She doesn't sit down in the kiss and cry. She immediately walks right on over to Alyssa and gives her the biggest hug.
Yeah.
And that, like, this generation of athletes is just doing it different.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like, I know that a couple years ago,
they're just so nice to each other.
No, now I'm like, okay, no, this is actually kind of nice. Like, they're very nice.
It's kind of nice.
No, we're so damaged, Ashley, where at first we're like...
no, we are.
It's
this is wrong. No,
right.
No.
It was so nice.
Yeah. Sarah, I have a question for you.
Okay.
If you are... if you're going into an element and it's supposed to be in combination and now it isn't and you get plus rep...
Yeah.
Could she have put a combination on that last loop and gotten docked for it, or would...
Yeah.
Okay. She could have. Mm-hmm. Even though like one of them,
plus
the
rep
should have been in combination.
Correct. It doesn't matter if you planned for it to be in combination. If you didn't put it in combination, it's just like you planned two solo triple flips.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
So she definitely could have put a combo somewhere else. But she only had two jumping passes left. One of them was already a combination. Mm-hmm. So she really only had the one option on the loop at the end.
And she couldn't do a double toe because she'd already done two.
She couldn't do a double toe. And to Ashley's point, in the middle of the program, because we were together, we were sort of together. We were together via a comms IFB. Ashley was like, it's just really hard to add stuff on the end of loops. And you know, so I think she ultimately just decided like to be clean and hope that it was enough. And it wasn't. And that is
this is
tough.
Just like things like competitions are so close, especially in the women's event, because what everyone is doing is so similar.
Yes.
That like, mm-hmm. This is just like, the thing is, if like, I wonder if she had a plan B and she just couldn't get it done in the moment or just like didn't feel right. And I'm sure maybe she was thinking not another double toe. I mean, she could have taken the double toe off of the three jump combo, right? I mean, she could have stepped in and done a single axel, which is worth more, like not thinking. Yeah. And it's just like, well, this is what you cannot give up a single point.
I mean, but it is, of course, again, it's also hindsight 2020 because like it is easy to be like, she's not thinking, but it's like, if you think too much about the way you need to move stuff around, I think that's what we saw Ilya Malinin do. And it just fell apart. Like it unraveled from all the thinking. You know what I mean? So it's like, it can be like lose-lose, you know?
Right. Yeah. Well, because I even think of like Isabeau, who just finished a program and did two combos where like the plan was finish exactly what you started, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She could have done another, like she could have added something in too, and she didn't. But like, I mean, when competitions can come down to tenths, to hundredths of a point, to one missed level, I mean, I even know from like seeing coaches at the rink who work with like lower level kids that they do everything they can to maximize points. And sometimes they have planned single toe combos with like the hand over the head and the arms explode and whatever. But it's like, this is a lesson to like every skater who's like listening to this of like have a plan B that you can just lock into immediately. But I mean, this silver medal doesn't take anything away from like the incredible skates that Kaori Sakamoto had here.
Well, and in general, career wise, like I saw someone tweet this, it's not an original thought, but someone said the GOAT and an Olympic bronze and silver, welcome back Michelle Kwan.
I saw that. It's too soon for me.
And it's just that's
but it is kind of true.
We talk about this on the podcast all the time that like medals are in history books and moments are in people's hearts. They're in people's minds. Like Kaori has given more moments to fans of figure skating than any other woman who's out there tonight. Like bar none. It's not close. You know what I mean? Like, cause she's been with us the longest at this high level. And
I'll no even say something more. Kaori Sakamoto saved women's figure skating.
That's true.
She saved it because she was the shining star in the dark cloud of Beijing. And then she pushed.
And she filled the vacancy when the top was gone, when the Russians were gone. The example that was left to follow was hers.
And she pushed every woman in the world to skate better. She pushed every woman in the world to jump higher. The reason that we had
to
the
jump
Olympics
further
tonight,
across the ice on their double axels.
Yes.
And frankly, to be nicer to each other too. Like she has always been
she set the tone.
She sets the tone that we're talking about with the way they treat each other.
Oh God,
all
I'm
of them.
Because
cry again.
She was up front and center for an Olympic podium that was horrifyingly awful.
Yep.
And I think her legacy is going to be so multifaceted, but the fact that she will be leaving this figure skating world a better place than what she found is like amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. She saved the sport. Now somebody who I think will get a lot of little girls into group lessons.
I mean, okay,
She wins the award for like a best board matching, like the entire vibe.
It was
the blues, the purples,
vibe.
And the pinks. That it was.
It's her vibe.
It was Ami Nakai. Stepping out onto the ice, it's your first year senior. You're in first place at the Olympics, and you are going after an Olympic
title. It sounds
title.
Awful. It makes me feel so nervous. Yeah.
Sick to my stomach.
Just say it.
Yes.
Yeah. God.
And then you know that the first step in securing an Olympic podium, maybe an Olympic title, is landing a triple axel that you typically struggle with in this program. And she goes out and is solid as a rock.
Yep.
Amazing.
Yep.
She was so good.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the rest of the program, still fairly solid. She doubled and landed on the wrong foot.
Very Sonia Hilmer.
It was one of those kind of mistakes where you look at it and you're like, oh, you do this in practice all the time.
Yes.
Like, it's her version of a pop.
Yes.
I never popped like that. She's landing on the left foot.
I mean, this is actually, there are people who, like, when they're popping something, their body's like, whoa, like, and she's one of those people. Like, every axel she popped, she'd land on 2 feet. And, and like, exactly the way that she did this toe, where she's like, like, puts the left one down and then the right. And it's like, this is just, I mean.
It's wild.
Yeah, it's wild.
It's wild.
It's wild.
But she moved through the rest of the program. And a lot of her elements were flagged for review. That being said, she was really solid. Like, I'm not going to get into the rotation of it all, but, like, she's up on all these jumps. She's going for all these jumps. I'm not watching her being like, she's skating scared. No. She looked like she was just doing a run through. And on top of that, it was a lovely program. And like you said, inspiring a generation of girls to come. This is something where I don't think she thought she was going to win the Olympics. And she was like, let's see if I can get onto the podium.
Her reaction to, you know, so she gets off the ice after all of that that Ashley just said, waits and waits and waits for the score. It comes in quite low.
I I will just say
it actually... I shouldn't say it. She got a 140. It's not a bad score by any means.
No.
By any means.
She was ninth in the free skate, though.
That's all these ridiculous. People got a 141. Well, like a million people got like a 143 and a 141. So it was not like she, it was not like she was buried. The placement made it seem so much worse than it was. Like, the score wasn't that bad. I do think it could have been higher than it was, but I ultimately think the order of the final placements was correct.
And agreed,
her being a bit closer to Kauri might have been appropriate, but it doesn't, it wouldn't have changed the medals, you know. So I ultimately don't have a big problem with this. It just was like, it was really jarring to see it come in at ninth in the free skate. And you could see her lean down and like squint at it to figure out, well, what place am I in overall? You know,
because she's probably thinking
it's gone. She's really thinking it's gone. You know, like when you see ninth place, you're like,
oh no, you're like, okay.
Okay. All right, bye.
I'll collect my wares.
Yeah. And I mean, she was so happy when she saw third. She like was so happy. Alyssa was immediately up there hugging her. It was like a really nice moment where I was just like, I was so happy for her too, to be bronze medalist. And I, we're just going to, God willing, we're going to get so many great years of skating from Ami Nakai. I really believe that.
I hope so. And, you know, I keep saying like, it's going to get a lot of girls. It's going to get a lot of boys too. Like she's just joyful. She starts the program with like a huge smile that just like warms up the entire arena, where you're like, I'm ready to just sit back and enjoy somebody who's so obviously in love with what they're doing. And that was just, that was really the overwhelming like sense of like watching this whole event, that like there so many skaters went out there tonight and had an Olympic gold medal skate. They were like champions in their own right.
I thought she was going to get out onto the ice and look terrified, because that situation is the scariest thing I could possibly ever imagine myself being in. And then she, they call her name, and this megawatt smile is on her face, and she's skating out. And it's not like first grade picture day smile where it's like,
it's like famous girl smile.
she just looked like she was excited.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking, oh my God, she's excited that she's about to do this.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I love our podium. I love this podium.
And I would have loved a Kaori Alyssa Ami podium too. And I do want to reiterate that because I am like in a way gutted for Kaori. And at the same time, I'm so thrilled for Alyssa and like think this was just an amazing event. An incredible event.
Can I say that I do think that I predicted the podium?
You did. Don't think.
Look at this.
Sorry, I was crying. I don't really remember. I cried over a girl who stabbed her own lips.
Remember my correct prediction. It's so hard to remember
so
it.
Hard.
Oh, it's so hard.
Oh God.
Wow. What an Olympics.
Thank you.
You know what I was thinking, by the way? U.S. figure skating, if at the very beginning of this, you know how, like, you know, they were hoping that, you know, they had a chance at three and like individual event golds. I do feel very strongly that if the devil himself had come to U.S. figure skating and said, you can have the women's discipline if you give up your others, they would have said, where do we sign?
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
This is like, this event is the crown jewel. This is it. You know, like the way I'm seeing like people who I know are just not sports people and not Olympics people talk about this. It's like, this is it.
This is it.
And this is the drought. This is the longest drought. Like, they would have signed over all of it to get this one gold medal.
I was going to say, all night long and for, like, the entire women's event, I have been on shows and standing next to Scott Hansen where he's like, this is the longest medal drought. Basically, making it sound like there was nothing in between. That being said... This was the most talented women's team we have had since 2002. This is the team that I am the most proud of for each one of their individual skates. And has there been a lot of great skating in years in between?
Of course.
Sure, absolutely. Of course. But is this just something special?
Yeah, this was like really aura was. Aura maxing is what
it was. Really aura was. Maxing. I mean, this changed. Yeah. This is going to change the way that like skaters interact with their competitors. This is going to change the way that people look at their own training and look at their own careers. This is it's going to
I'm interested in how it's going to change skating in the U.S. and its popularity, too. Maybe it won't. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But like I said, like this is the event. This is the event. And like, I do wonder if winning the event makes a difference in American skating. And like,
maybe Ashley, we need to get our skates sharpened. That pro circuit.
If a pro circuit were to happen, I would lose the baby weight. I would get the hip surgery that I need. I would do all the things
ready to go
just shake my tits again. I'd love it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just if only my tits under the spotlight.
Ponytail whip one more time.
One of the best moments of the day today on Gold Zone was, you know, like I can hear the talent on set talking when they're not open, like when they're not actually talking on the program. So we're listening and watching Alyssa skate and we're taking the venue announce, AKA we're listening to like Terry, Tara, and Johnny. Mm-hmm. But I can hear Scott and Ashley talking to each other. And Alyssa does that, like, you know, she does that little like ponytail whip. Did you see that? She just whipped her hair. And Ashley's like, oh, yeah, that is part of the choreography. That's, in fact, choreographed and scripted just like that. But it was like,
I know. And as soon as I said it, I was like, I should have let him think that that was the moment.
Yeah. Like, that's what pushed it over the edge.
But it is sort of the moment in the sense that it's like the joy. exuded mm-hmm. in the moment is the moment. You know what I mean? It's like yeah. the way the hair was flipped is the moment.
Yeah.
And the way the hair okay. was damaged.
Can I ask you guys something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you ready for me to close this episode out? Because I have a proposal yeah. of how to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to do a dramatic reading of an Instagram retirement post in full.
There's nothing
yeah.
better.
From 2022.
Yeah. yeah.
It feels right. Okay.
And I did take a screenshot of this on April 9th, 2022. And it is no longer on Instagram. So.
Wait, she deleted it?
Oh, it hasn't been there in years. I have access to it because I have the foresight of a researcher oh that I might need this.
Yeah. When they talk of the ancient texts.
So. Hey. So I'm here to announce that I am retiring from skating. Mouth covering, hand covering mouth emoji twice. Two of those emojis. I started skating when I was 5. So that's about 11 years on the ice. And it's been an insane 11 years. A lot of good and a lot of bad. But YK, you know, that's just how it is. I've made so many friends and so, so, so many good memories that I'll have for the rest of my life. I honestly never thought I would have accomplished as much as I did. LMAO. I'm so happy. I feel so satisfied with how my skating career has gone. Now that I'm finally done with my goals in skating, I'm going to be moving on with my life. RN, right now.
Right now.
I'm probably just going to spend all my spare time with my family and friends. And I'm also going to study YKWIM, you know what I mean. But FR, for real.
For real.
This skating thing has taught me a lot more about life than I anticipated. I'm really glad I skated, period. You know what, Alyssa? We're really glad you skated.
We're really glad you skated.
Yeah, we're really glad you skated. Ladies and gentlemen, you're Olympic champion.
You're mm-hmm. Olympic champion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and by
America's
way, this
biggest liar.
You know what?
Fraud.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely the most authentic and inauthentic person on earth.
Her inauthenticity shows up in her honesty.
She's a liar and mm-hmm. a cheat.
If you know what
and
I mean.
She's also the most genuine person on the ice.
And our first
and you know
guest
when you
ever
screenshot
on the podcast.
Something? You know when you scream? Yeah, she was one of our first guests ever.
Do you know
she
everyone
was our first
we've
live
had...
show guest ever.
Every guest we've ever had on has been an Olympic champion or has gone on to win the Olympics.
Yeah, so reach out to us if you want to become an Olympic champion.
We got you.
We can make that happen.
We can.
The Midas touch.
It's so true.
They call that.
You guys, we promised a show after every single event, and we
were
able to do that.
That's,
I'm so proud of us.
Yeah, I'm very
I'm so proud.
Proud
of us. Because it's, what, 2 a.m. Adam's time right
yes,
now?
Yes, and it has been every time. Yes,
you've
Adam.
Stayed up to record this. So yes. if you really like the work that we have done over the last couple of weeks, hey, check out our Patreon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe just like, you know, sign up
we
for
would
a
really
month.
Appreciate
just for
it.
This
throw
one
a girl
month,
a bone.
This
appreciate
one.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Just throw us a bone for this yeah. 1 month.
Just.
Yeah.
But thank
I'm
you.
I'm so proud of us.
Yes. I'm so proud of us. And I just want to
so
say,
proud of
I'm,
us.
So proud
I'm so
of
proud
the
of
fans,
our girls.
I'm so
the listeners.
Proud
I'm proud of the listeners because, yeah. look, we all went through it watching these Olympics.
Yeah.
And
we really
got
did.
Our reward yeah, today.
We did.
Worth it.
It was worth it.
It
a huge
always,
thank you to everybody
one
that
one of my
listens.
Best friends texted me today and said, figure skating is so tense. Oh my God. And I replied to her after I got off the air and all of this was over. And I said, but it's so worth it.
It's so worth it.
I think on that
so note. So worth it.
And on that note. Ciao from Milano. The ciao, Milano ciao. Of the United States in my case.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.